Happy life. I guess we are life. We should be live. Yeah, we are live. Hey guys, welcome to Tech Geek Podcast, and I have a great show put up for you guys today. I say that every time, but this time it is truly great because we have like a lot of tech news this week and the before week. And I couldn't do the before week because I had my exams and I needed to complete them. So here I am trying to cover them as well. If you remember, I actually made a stream and I tried to do a stream about the new Apple event and Xbox Series X. But that couldn't happen because my net gave up on me afterwards. And I thought that it was my net, but it was my net and my mic. So poor old lav mic didn't just have the strength for this podcast. So we got a new puppy. We got the FIFA in T669 from Amazon, and it is a great mic. And as you can listen, it should be a marginal improvement and it should be really great. So let's get started. Okay, what to talk about first? I am not sure what to talk about because there's a lot. I can't talk about AMD at the start because that's like a quite our headlining thing of our live stream right now. So what should we talk about? First, let me just give you a rundown of our stream. We are going to talk about AMD's Phython series announcements with Zen 3 architecture. Then we are talking a little about Intel as well in there. We'll talk about iPhone 12s. So the launch event got announced, we are going to talk about that. And we'll talk about Realme's new launch event and what they announced. And that's it, I guess. Yeah, that's it. And if we have time, I'll talk about this mic, but I'm not sure about that because there's a lot of stuff to cover right now. So let's get started. What should we talk about first? Okay, let's talk about the iPhone 12 event. So Apple just a new event, like every time else. They have a new event and it is the new iPhone 12 event. It's based, they call it high speed. So HI high and speed. It's high speed because they're going to have, that you can see, it's high speed because they're going to have 5G in their new iPhone system and they're going to have better performance than the last year's A13 Bionic chip, which we disagreed with because when we saw the new iPad with the A14 Bionic chip, people didn't like it a lot because it wasn't a huge improvement. There are improvements here and there, but it wasn't a huge improvement. But I am waiting for MacBooks, ARM based MacBooks, because I just can't imagine a MacBook without Intel. Like, I felt that the MacBook suffered these last 2 years a lot due to Intel, and now they are going to be free from the clutches of Intel. That seems pretty good to me. So they're going to have 120Hz refresh rates as well today. Sorry, this year. Why did I say today? Okay. So they're going to have a new headphone, which is rumored to cost around $600. So I'm not thinking that anyone will buy that. That would be a status symbol simply. And we have a smaller and affordable HomePod. And again, we don't know if they are launching, but there are rumors out there. And Apple AirTags, which are like Tile. If you know Tile, Tile is like a tracking tag for you can track your luggage, your keys and something like that. That is Tile. And I'm not sure, but we might get a look at our first ARM-based Mac. I'm not sure about that again. Don't quote me on that again. But I am not sure. But I think we are going to get a small first look at the first ARM-based Mac. Because they told at the end of this year, we were going to get an ARM-based Mac. So, I don't know. At this point, I guess we'll wait for October 13th, and It is on 10 a.m. PDT. That means let me just check the time because I never check the time of the new Max. There might be a lot noise back in the background because I haven't had a lot of time to configure this mic in OBS, so there might be a little noise, but I think from the next stream we are going to correct that as well. So it's going to be 10:30 p.m. That's late. So we are going to have the event at 10:30 p.m. on 13th October, which is I guess Thursday. I am not sure. I think it should be Thursday, but I'm not sure again. Oh, it's Tuesday, so I'm way off. 13th is Tuesday. Man, this year is going fast. Okay. Then we have. What are we going to talk about, guys? I'm not sure what to talk about at this point because there's a lot of stuff to talk about this time. I just completed the iPhone 12's lineup. Let's talk about Realme. Why not? Because let's talk about something not that serious and let's move to something that is serious, like the A1D event and S20 FE versus Pixel 5. More on that later. I want to talk a lot on that. Okay, so let me switch to my screen. Yep. So we have a new phone from Realme, which is the Realme 7i. It is coming in two colors, Fusion Blue and Fusion Green. It is for 11,999 rupees, and you're getting 90 Hz screen, 16 megapixel in display selfie, 64 megapixel quad camera, 90 Hz ultra smooth display, 18 watt quick chargers, 5000 mAh battery, and Snapdragon 662. So one of the areas where they did a lot of cost cutting is the processor, because Snapdragon 662 is a powerful processor. Don't we can't tell that it is not a powerful processor, but it is a kind of old processor, and at this point I don't think that it should be in a 12,000 rupees phone. Don't quote me on that, because Realme's optimization again is actually really good. If you haven't used any of the Realme phones, you might not know, but Realme's optimization is actually pretty good. So yeah, so they launched the Realme 7i. Then they launched a new TV. So this was something I was excited for. Let me just remove that. They launched a Realme Smart TV SLED 4K. That's the name of the TV. And this does not it is not LED, but it is a technology called SLED, super luminous emitting diode. So that is actually very similar to LED, but the each pixel itself is RGB, so that it can display in blue, green or yellow, I guess. Yeah, blue, green and yellow. So it is a really good panel, and I guess they're giving out 108% NTSC color gamut. That is pretty good for a TV in this price range. And they're go not going to have any fancy 120 Hz, 90 Hz, 75 Hz, 100 Hz, or HDMI 2.1, HDMI ER. They're not going to have that because you can't expect that in this price range. But you are getting a 24 watt speaker, and it is pretty good. There's a Dolby audio support, and I'm actually liking this TV quite a lot. And they actually went all on with their 55-inch TV. They didn't do a lot of cost cutting because they wanted to bring it at a costlier price than Redmi, because Redmi's TVs are cheaper than 42 43,000. That's the reason I guess they didn't do a lot of cost cutting, but I'm not sure again. That's a Realme's matter now. And Redmi's TVs don't have this much of functionality. They lack a lot of features, so I guess this might be the better option for people who are considering a 4K TV, which is 55 inches. Okay, they launched a new TV, a new soundbar. This is what I'm really excited about. They launched a new soundbar, which is the 100 watt Realme soundbar. It it is 100 watt, it has 2.1 channel surround experience and 60 watts full range speakers and a 40 watt bass boost subwoofer, which is pretty cool. And it looks really really sleek, and it has HDMI arc, it has aux port, coax, USB and optical, so it has a lot of IO. And at this price point, it is 7,000. It's like game changer. The only company I guess which offers 100 watt soundbars at this price is I'm not sure how to pronounce that name, because that's a German company, I know that, Blaupunkt or something like that it is called. And that is the only soundbar company which offers 100 watt soundbars in this price range. Okay, then what did they give us next? Oof, this is pretty cool. Now they gave us the Realme Buds Air Pro. I'll take some time here. So it has ANC, active noise cancellation, and 25 hours of battery life and super low latency. Like on paper, this looks like the best headphone in this price range. I'm not only calling about earphone, I'm telling headphone, because this has like really good drivers they have. Realme is again teasing Apple right here. So they have a small graph, if you are listening to this in a podcast, so they have a small graph on ANC, active noise cancellation, and they have Realme Buds Air Pro and industry leading noise cancelling TWS earphone. And guess what is that? The AirPods. People like to troll Apple a lot. I don't know for what reason they do that, but people like trolling Apple a lot. But I think that is going to affect them and backfire them, but that didn't happen till now, so I guess they can do it still. And there's also the transparency mode, which we find in other TWSs which have active noise cancellation, so it like amplify the sound of the people near you. I don't understand the functionality of this mode, but I guess there are people who use this mode, but I never felt an use for it. I don't know why, but I never felt an use for it. So I don't think this transparency mode is actually too good. It's like the best thing ever, but for the people who need it, it is actually pretty good, I guess. Then we have the Realme S1 chip. Don't believe them, guys. This is all marketing rubbish. They, I think, have a customized chip, but it's like it's not an S1 chip. They put it out from a manufacturer somewhere else. But it's just a chip for low latency, and there's dual mic noise cancellation for calls. This I felt is pretty cool, because in this lockdown we are having a lot of Zoom calls and video calls, and this I felt is really good. And we are having fast charging support. Wow, like wow, that is pretty good. And they're bringing that Woo charging to these things as well, and they have super low latency. I want to talk about this a little, because Realme's latency levels are absolutely, there's no way to put it, excellent. Like they're truly magnificent, because in this price range you can't get the level of lag free experience while gaming other than Realme. Realme has like the one of the best in this price range earphones latency. It has lower than Apple's, which is like already excellent in my book. There's also 10mm bass boost drivers, which I told is, it's not the best drivers ever, but they look like high quality drivers. They have I would not like to call them cheap case, because it is a plastic case, but they told they got some plastic polycarbonate and classic cobble shape or something like that. It's all just marketing gimmick, guys. So my uncle just bought like the Realme Buds Q a long time ago, and those have like a really bad case. It's just full of plastic. But that is at a price range of 2,000 rupees, and this is at a price range of 5,000 rupees. So we don't know how they're going to like give that premium experience, because the OnePlus Buds actually have a pretty good case. I'm not lying. Then we have the weight and everything information. I'm not going too deep in that because I don't think they matter a lot. Yeah, then they have Google's Fast Pair, which is like Apple's AirPod-esque connection thing, but Google has done that, so that's pretty good. They have wear detection, voice assistant, IPX4 water resistant, so not the best water resistance out there, but cool. We'll take whatever we get. Okay, then what do we have with other products they launched? They launched the Realme Buds Wireless Pro. So what you just heard was the Buds Air Pro, but this Realme, there's also a Realme Buds Wireless Pro. Wireless Pro is actually their neckband style earphones, and I like neckband more. I like neckband more than TWS, and it's just like comfortable to me more than TWS's. And they have Sony's LDAC support and high-res audio, which is unheard of at this price range. Again, these are like cheap headphones compared to something like AirPods or something like that. They're not cheap on their own, but these are cheap compared to other headphones out there. They have active noise cancellation, Sony LDAC high-res audio support, 22 hours of playback, super low latency, but not as low as Buds Air Pro, I might tell that. They have a transparency mode, 13.6 mm base drivers. They have bigger drivers, so I would like to say that. Then they have 5 minutes charge for 100-minute playback, but there it was 1 hour charge for full 100%. Then we have magnetic connection. I don't think that it triggers play and pause. I'm not sure if it triggers play and pause, the magnetic connection. So I would actually like to show this diagram for the people who don't like, who understand ANC. It's active noise cancellation, by the way. And if you are listening on podcast, so let me just describe to you. The outside noise is like very loud, but what the earbud does is it takes in the noise, it listens the noise through the mic, and it passes on that same noise, but you can't hear the noise. You can hear the noise at a very, very low level, so you can't like hear the noise a lot. Then there's actually the same type of things here as well. It's not that interesting, but in its own league, it is very interesting. And they have a blue color, sorry, green color. That looks pretty good. It looks like blue button. But okay. What did they launch next then? They launched various lifestyle accessories, but I don't think I can cover all of them, but I'll just tell all the names. Realme Selfie Tripod, which has like a Bluetooth remote and all that stuff. It's a selfie stand that can be extended as a tripod like this. And they launched a Realme Smart Plug. So not anything special. It's just a smart plug with Google Assistant support, and it's 800 rupees. They want the Realme Smart Cam 360. They need to improve their naming scheme. Like, it's very hard to pronounce these things. Realme Smart Cam 360 degrees. White. That's the name of the cam. And it is a smart cam, and it's 3,000 rupees, so not too shabby. Then we have nothing in the power banks, and they launched a new toothbrush. Just saying. The Realme N1 Sonic toothbrush. I'm just saying it out there that there's a new toothbrush. You shouldn't buy it. It's costly. You shouldn't buy it. But hey, there is a new toothbrush, I guess. Okay, so next thing I wanted to talk about is not actually something that is relevant to this podcast, but just wanted to put it out there. Wait a minute. So Flipkart's Big Billion Sale is happening, Big Billion Day Sale, and they have the LG G8X. So if you haven't heard about this phone, you might have heard about the Surface Duo, so, and the LG Velvet. So basically, LG G8X is a LG Velvet with a headphone jack and with Snapdragon 855 Plus. That is a phone, and it's actually priced at 55,000 right now in Flipkart if you want to buy it. But there's a discount on Big Billion Days in which you can get the phone for, let me try to zoom in right here, 19,990 rupees. So basically, you are getting a flagship phone which has dual displays, by the way, for 20,000 rupees. At 20,000 rupees, it's cheaper than a Nord, a OnePlus Nord. And the only thing you're missing from the Nord is a freaking 90 Hz display, which you can get in 12,000 phones like Realme 7i. So I think it is safe to call, if you want that phone, just please buy. Don't wait, and it's a really, really good deal. So just try to buy it. But I think there'll be very less stocks. So if you get one, try to buy it. Okay, what are we going to talk about now? Now I don't know what to talk about at this point. Should we talk about AMD or Pixel? Let's talk about Pixel. I want to talk about Pixel. I like pixels. So, the new Pixel 5 has launched, and I have some thoughts. The new Pixel 5 has been launched for $700 or about 50,000 rupees. And at that price point, you are getting Snapdragon 765G with 5G, 8 GB RAM, 128 GB storage, 90 Hz OLED panel, 18 W fast charging, IP68 waterproofing, and the Pixel camera, which has, by the way, an ultra wide camera this time around. So I want to talk about this phone a little bit. This is an unusual phone. We have phones like your very own OnePlus Nord, which have the same processor as the Pixel 5, but they lack the, what do you call, the flagship experience like the Pixel 4a does. So if you didn't know, by the way, Pixel 4a has been launched in India, and it is priced at 32,000 rupees, and in offer you can get it for 30,000 rupees. So that's actually a pretty good price in my mind. I don't know what you think about it, but I think it is pretty good. So we have the Pixel 5a, good. It's $700, good. It has the same processor as the Pixel 4a 5G. This is where it gets slightly interesting. I don't think they should have gone with the Snapdragon processor here. Just saying it. But the 765G processor is actually less powerful than MediaTek's Dimensity 1000 processor, which is much like similar to the 865 of Snapdragon, and it's cheaper than, it's around the price of 765G. So that's what the Poco F2 is likely going to come with in India, and I just think that they shouldn't have gone with 765G processor. I'm putting it out there so that you can know. But I also think that they could have gone with the 765G for various reasons. So two reasons I thought of it. I think that Android is specifically designed towards Snapdragon processors, because a lot of apps have bugs in MediaTek's processors. Like, I remember an app that checks if you have Google camera eligibility, if you are eligible for Google camera app. And that app actually doesn't work on MediaTek devices. There was actually a notice there on the Google Play Store when I saw that, and I was like, why wouldn't it work? Because MediaTek's chip design is actually chip architecture, to be exact, is different from Snapdragon, and all the apps, because most people use Snapdragon, are actually tailored towards Snapdragon. It's like Intel versus AMD. So I think that they should have gone with a MediaTek processor, but they needed to customize the Android and make it tailored towards MediaTek, which is going to be only for one phone likely. So that's okay. And the other thing, other reason I think they went with the Snapdragon 765G processor is because of flagship experience. I know it is not a flagship. Pixel 5 is never meant to be a flagship, but it has water resistant, wireless charging, RAM, like 8GB RAM, Gorilla Glass 6 panel. It lacks the 3.5mm jack, but it has a 90Hz display, USB-C fast charging. So it has all the things a flagship in 2020 needs. But again, there's a lot of buts in the Pixel 5's case. They needed to get these features and they needed to lose in the processor. And what they did with the processor is amazing again. They improved it through the software, like Google does always. So even though they got a weak processor, I think that it is going to be similar to the Snapdragon 865 or 865 Plus. Because Google's optimization is at that level. Their optimization is just on another level, and it's just awesome. So Pixel 5, I guess, will feature a very nice software experience, and it will have a really good display. I know that because looking at the pictures, it seems that it is going to have a really good display. Then let's talk about the elephant in the room. Should you buy the Pixel 5 or S20 FE or OnePlus 8T? I say, if you are living in India, buy the OnePlus 8T, or if you are living somewhere else, buy the Samsung S20 FE. And this is just a weird thing right here, because I love the Pixel 5 out of all these phones, but I still think that the practical one might be the S20 FE or the OnePlus 8T. Let me tell you why. The OnePlus 8T and S20 FE have great cameras, but Pixel has like an other level of cameras, but they also have great cameras. So what I wanted to tell is, if you're buying a phone at $700 price point, and if you have bought one in the past few years, or you have bought a phone that is less than $700, that price point of $700 or 50,000 rupees is actually going to be really good for you, because every phone which has camera in this price point actually has a really good camera setup. But Pixel 5 has the better one, but I think that most people will be sufficient with 8T or S20 FE camera. Now at this point, there's no reason to buy a Pixel, but I still think that if you are a camera focused guy and doesn't need all that processing power, or you don't need a lot of things, you just need to edit some photos, you want like waterproofing to take it out with you somewhere, this Pixel 5 is a really good phone. So if you are a photographer, videographer, or you are in these fields, this is a phone suited for you. But for everyone else, it's the Samsung S20 FE or OnePlus 8T. That I have a reason as well. They are going to find it more practical because they want improvements. And I know camera is an improvement over the last gen, but all those phones with cameras are also going to be an improvement. It's not that only Pixel 5 has a good camera. They have the best camera, but not they have the best camera, but the others also have a good camera. So if you are a, like, it's the pixels all stick has always been to target a very niche group of people. Like, they need to carve out a niche and they need to make a phone for those people. People, like, Pixel is not a phone for normal people. I actually read this article somewhere and it says that the reason why the Pixel 5a, 5, sorry, 5, not 5a, 5 is not launching in India. You heard it right. It's not launching in India. The reason why it is not launching is because, well, people didn't decide to go for a Pixel. You instead went for a Chinese phone. A Chinese phone with ads, average or good camera. You went for that. You have went for a better processor instead of a better experience. That's now your mistake. That's the reason Pixel 5 won't launch in India. I would have loved to see Pixel 5 in India, but that isn't happening. So that's what I wanted to cover about the new Pixel 5. Okay, let's now head into AMD. At this point, Intel should be scared a lot. Like, a lot. Not a normal amount, but a lot. Because ARM is trying to take its place and AMD has already taken some of Intel's space. At this point, AMD is more powerful than Intel. We should wait for Rocket Lake, but technically, this is the latest generation of AMD, and 10th gen is also the latest generation. So if you are going for 11th gen, till that point, Ryzen 5000 series will become old. So it's great to compare it with the 10th gen. So they launched how many CPUs? 1, 2, 3, 4. 4 CPUs they launched on a Zen 3 architecture. And I want, before we talk about the CPUs in themselves, I want to talk about chipsets. And chipsets are actually the controllers in the motherboard, and they didn't launch a new chipset this year. So normally Ryzen launches a chipset, new chipset around 2 generations or 1 generation, and this year we didn't get a new chipset because these all chips are going to fit into the old chipset boards. So, like, you can grab a B450 or a B550 or X570 or X470 board and you are going to make it fit. The 400 series, by the way, will not fit directly because they need a BIOS update. And the 500 series, it is out of the box ready to go because AMD has been pushing micro bits of code into the BIOS updates and they made it ready for Ryzen 5000 series. So that's pretty cool right now. Then they are using still the 7 nanometers process, but it's still better than 14 nanometer, of course. It has a 19% increase in instructions per cycle, and also the actual improvement over last gen CPUs is around 26% average. And they went with the name Ryzen 5000 series because I have a theory at least. Ryzen 4000 is a desktop, Ryzen 4000 is a mobile chips, and Ryzen 3000 were desktop chips. Ryzen 3000 ran at Zen 2 architecture, and Ryzen 3000 mobile ran at Zen 1, Zen Plus. They ran at Zen 1 Plus. So Ryzen 4000 is Zen 2, and but the Ryzen 5000 is Zen 3. So to avoid confusion with 4000 names, because people will think that 4000 series Ryzen is Zen 2, but it's Zen 3. So that's the reason I think they went with the 5000 series name, and I don't mind, by the way. Then let's talk about the chips themselves. So we have a Ryzen 9 5950X. There's not a lot of competition from Intel in this chip right here. It is 16 cores, 32 threads, turbos up to 4.9 gigahertz. So it didn't still match that 5 gigahertz range. It has a price of $799, and we have the Ryzen 9 5900X, which is 12 core 24 thread, which is like directly on the Intel Core i9-10900K, which is 105 watts again, same, up to 4.6 8 GHz, 70 MB कैशे एंड $549, सो $550, एंड राइजन 7 5800X कम्स विथ 8 कोर्स एंड 16 थ्रेड्स, 145 वॉट TDP, एंड वी हैव अप टू 4.7 GHz बूस्ट क्लॉक एंड 3.8 GHz बेस क्लॉक, 36 MB कैश एंड $449 इज द प्राइस फॉर दिस, एंड वी हैव द राइजन 5 5600X विच इज 65 वॉट और 85 वॉट, आई एम नॉट श्योर अबाउट दैट, लेट मी जस्ट, इट्स 65 वॉट नॉट 85, आई थॉट इट्स वॉज गोइंग टू बी 85 बट इट्स 65 65 वॉट, देन 4.6 GHz टर्बो एंड 3.7 GHz बेस क्लॉक, 35 MB कैशे एंड $299. सो इफ यू नोटिस समथिंग इन हियर, दैट इज दैट राइजन इज एक्चुअली प्राइजियर देन इंटेल एट दिस पॉइंट. लाइक हाउ इज दैट सपोर्ट टू हैपन राइट नाउ? वाई इज राइजन प्राइजियर देन इंटेल राइट नाउ? लाइक हाउ हाउ आर दे डूइंग दैट? आई एम नॉट श्योर राइट नाउ बिकॉज दिस लुक्स अबव इंटेल. Because the prices are above Intel, because they have a reason for this. Gaming. So Intel's main stick has been gaming, and Ryzen's main stick has been productivity. And this time around, Ryzen is targeting gaming, so directly destroying Intel's main community. So CSGO, which is a very Intel specific game, and if you want to run it, you might want to run it on Intel processor, can now run better on Ryzen processor. That's very, very cool, and it's a 19% increase, so it's not small as well. And for many games, it matches Intel's performance in gaming, except Battlefield 5, where it's minus 3%, so that's a disadvantage. But many people don't care about that game, I think. They care about the overall experience. As you can see, League of Legends, we have a 21% increase. PUBG, we have a 5% increase. Dota 2, we have a 6% increase. F1, we have a 6% increase. Battlefield 5, we have a minus 3% decrease. We have a Total War 3 Kingdoms plus 1% increase. CSGO plus 19% increase. Shadow of Tomb Raider plus 6% increase. And Far Cry New Dawn plus 2% increase, and Ashes of Singularity plus 5% increase. Then AMD also revealed its Radeon RX 6000 series Big Navi graphic cards built into its next gen RDNA 2 architecture. That's boom, and they showed some benchmarks as well. I think that this is targeted over NVIDIA's RTX 3080, so it's not targeting 3090. 3090 is just an overkill card in all reasons. So I know it's not targeting 3090, but it's targeting 3080. So 4K gaming, it's targeting 4K at 60 FPS gaming. And let's talk about Intel for a second now, because if I am Intel, I'm going to be worried, because Apple has just left Intel and Microsoft is pushing to itself towards ARM a lot these days, and AMD is eating the market share. If you remember, ASUS this year in CES actually had all models full of AMD processors. They one also didn't have Intel processor. I know many laptops are rocking Intel processor. They are the more premium laptops of all, but HP has taken Ryzen seriously, and they are also coming with Ryzen processors. So at this point, Intel should be worried. So 11th gen Rocket Lake, not Rocket League, but Rocket Lake desktop processors are coming out in first quarter of 2021. They're going to have PCIe 4.0 support on board, and that's what they said. That's it. At this point, if I am Intel, I need to be worried. Like, seriously worried right now. Like, if I am Intel right now, I must be thinking hard. I don't know what they're going to come up with, but they're going to try really hard to get their market share, because At this point, AMD has overtaken Intel. There's just no way to put it else than that. AMD has overtaken Intel. That's it. So, we came to the end of our stream. It has been a very good stream, I guess. And if you had any issues, please drop it down in the live chat. And we have a new feature on the podcast where you can react to my podcast. So, go to anchor.fm/visishtp. So that is anchor.fm/visishtp. That is the link. It will be found in the description as well. You can check the link out, and there's a message, there's a option now called message, which you can send an audio message to me, and you can I will get that message and I will try to react on it and on a future episode of the Tech Geek podcast. So thank you guys for watching this podcast live stream and listening to this podcast, or you are watching the replay of this live stream. The podcast will go up anytime soon now, so stay home, stay safe, and bye guys.